within economic research, people focus in two areas. Either they talk about what people should do, or they talk about what people actually do. And my research generally focuses on what people actually do. I look at financial decision making. The epicenter of the financial crisis really started with this, you know, the mortgage market. And at the core, that's individual households deciding what to do, how to purchase homes, what to do with their finances. There are a lot of other types of household financial decisions that really have a significant effect on the economy, whether your investing patterns, whether or not you buy stocks, whether or not you buy bonds, how much savings you have, what type of credit card debt to take on. These are real decisions that, you know, made at the individual level, but when they're summed up, they have a really significant effect on the economy as a whole, and we're seeing that right now. When I first started learning about all these fancy finance models, they're predicated on a couple of assumptions. People are always rational, and there are no market frictions like transaction costs and all these things. And in the real world, that's just not the case. One of the working papers that I have is looking at the gender of your children and how that affects your stock holding and also your bond holding. Stock holding is analogous to holding riskier types of assets. You find that the effect is very strong for males. So having female-only children increases your probability of holding stock by 17%, which is very significant. It is important when you're planning out your, you know, household portfolio to understand that those things are actually affecting the decisions and may cause you to take more riskier positions than you would otherwise. You know, I have two children, and one of the things that I'm interested in is making sure I have enough money to send them to college. And that's one of the things that prompted me to start looking at, I have another working paper on 529 college savings plans, and that's a very understudied investment vehicle. And so I have some interesting results that are interesting for me as an academic, but also they're personally interesting because they provide me some information that makes me a more informed investor. This economic time really brings to the forefront why financial decision making, particularly household financial decision making, is so critical in our economy.